Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
If you're the victim of a car crash, take back control of your life. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE.
1025. The Bone. Real Raw Radio. WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And 107.3 WXGL HD2, St. Pete.
Live from the WeatherTight Windows Studio. Unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. Now, the conversation continues. It's time for It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Now, on Drew Garabo Live with John Senni.
Find out at 5:30 for our 5:30 fun fact why I'm playing a lot of songs off Dookie today. And we'll continue to take your calls on the atrocity and whether it is cool or not cool that arguably the most popular WNBA player ever, Caitlin Clark, will only earn around $79,000 in salary this year. But here's John Senni with today's Okay, Not Okay.
John Cougar Mellencamp, John Mellencamp, John Cougar, whatever you like to call him, he isn't very happy. The musician walked out of a concert in a bit of a huff last month after getting into it with a heckler at his show. Now, I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure,
yes,
all of the stories say that he was on a lecture slash tirade about supporting Joe Biden. The clip that is everywhere does not show what he said about Joe Biden. It just shows the aftermath of it.
Okay.
So how bad the comments were in support of Joe Biden and how political he actually got, I just don't have the audio, but he was supposedly on a bit of a diatribe about Joe Biden.
Okay.
And then this happened.
Yeah, real quiet.
And if you couldn't hear that, there's a voice from the back of the room that says, why don't you go ahead and play some music?
Oh.
What do you think I've been doing, you sucker? Now, here's the thing, man. You don't know me. You don't f***ing know me. Mm. Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show. Guys, I can stop this show right now and just go home.
By the way, that energy right there, take out the political angle at all.
Yeah.
Just that I can stop this show right now, like just saying that out loud, it automatically makes you a very unlikable person.
Correct. You don't threaten that.
Tell you what I'm going to do. Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go. A little ditty about Jack Diane.
I mean, that is a dickhead move.
Yeah. So, you know, okay or not okay for artists to get political and everything that's involved with that. I mean, whether or not he was talking politics almost gets lost in his behavior afterwards.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, when you buy tickets to an artist's show, you're surrendering to that artist's vision. Like, you don't know what you're going to get. You hope you're going to get the hits. But if they want to get up there, whether it's Aaron Lewis or whether it's John Mellencamp or somewhere in between, and they want to do a little Biden bashing, Biden supporting, whatever, all right, comes with the territory. For them to take their ball and go home because someone wants them to play music, what an asshole.
So, of course, I think it's different for certain artists. Because when you look at the Aaron Lewis's of the world, it is their entire identity. Like, if you found yourself vibing with Aaron Lewis and not knowing that his music is based in right-wing propaganda, that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Someone who is kind of, I look at, from my perspective, for everybody, mass appeal. Mm. The Ryan Upchurches of the world, the Aaron Lewis's of the world, like, you've got a borderline Trump rally just by the things that they say on the records and the way that they speak.
Sure.
I think that it becomes a smidge different when you are a widely accepted, widely popular artist who does appeal to people of all different political beliefs.
Right.
If John Cougar Mellencamp had released an album, that was all about, hating Trump and needing Biden to take us through the next 4 years, I feel like then maybe you open up the door for people who are like-minded to go there. But I think there are so many people, so many boomers that like John Mellencamp, that you've got a mixed bag of people in that room. And I'd like to think that most concerts, because I don't like, even though I can appreciate the elements of those other shows, I like the music. I don't really want to hear them go on about their political beliefs either way.
No.
But I just feel if we could all, for a moment, bond over the music and find a rare moment of unity rather than getting down in the muck and finding and dwelling on the reasons that we all hate each other, we should do that. But the response here, I don't know how anybody, whether you think that him talking Biden or not was good, thinks that he came off sounding like somebody you want to support after that.
727-579-1025. John Cougar made his mark being like every man, playing to small town America. He was born in a small town, educated in a small town. That should unify America for being Americans, for being from a small town, to draw a line in the sand. And then when someone has the audacity to say, why don't you play some music, to take your ball, go home, and punish everyone else in that show who didn't say a word and supported you. Man, what a jerk off.
So I found a story from the Washington Post that seems to reference what happened.
Yeah.
And it said that he took 15 minutes to cool off and did return to the stage.
Oh, okay. I guess. Drew Grab Alive with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, guys. It's John. How's it going today?
What up, dude?
Appreciate the show, as always.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, just double dip real quick since I was waiting.
Hell yeah.
The political stuff. For any venues like that, leave that out and let people enjoy music and venues without having any disagreements.
Sure.
For the Caitlin thing, I think, wasn't there some mention of the Ice Cube, her having a deal with
the big three.
Like, yeah.
$3 million or something like that.
Oh, they did offer like $3 million.
Should have done it.
Yeah. And I think also, to the other caller's point, they're going to have some endorsements, and I get that, but at this rate, for me, as a baseball, football, and then basketball, the rate that men's basketball is going with all these travel, like taking 15 steps and then dunking it and not being called for it and all this stuff, if the WNBA sticks to the original rules of playing real basketball, I might be switching a little bit more over to that side of the fence.
No offense, my man, but you are one in 10 million who feels that way. Like the old, they don't have the fundamentals anymore. Basketball is incredibly exciting to watch now. I don't care if they travel.
They've gone down a bit in viewership as well, right?
I don't know. I don't know that that's true. They did during the whole social justice era, but I think they might have no pun intended, rebounded since then. I don't know. I know LeBron and Steph are both playing for their playoff lives tonight. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I don't think that like the NBA losing popularity is going to mean that the WNBA will pick up popularity.
Oh no, the opposite.
Yeah.
I would say basketball interest in general is all connected. If you can get people interested in basketball, I don't think you're going to push people out of the arms of men's basketball and say, hey, we're playing the way they used to play. And I mean, I don't want to just keep dwelling on how bad the WNBA is, but there is a drop off in actual action that's taking place. Like they're not dunking, are they?
The ladies?
Yeah.
I think they have one or two ladies.
Yeah, so
who can
I just
dunk.
Mean from that perspective alone, the things that intrigue people with basketball, you're not going to find as much. So if you're looking at your pocketbook trying to figure out where you want to spend it, it's probably going to be more likely to be the NBA.
Drew Gabba live with John Senning. Who are you?
Oh, hold on. Hello, Cheryl. Hi.
Hi, Cheryl. How you doing?
Good. Sorry, I was changing. So I have two comments.
Hot. Yeah. What are you changing into, just out of curiosity?
One is, as for the music, I prefer my music with no politics, because music should be to unite and not divide, but that's just me.
I agree.
But I was really calling about the basketball. I just think that it's awful that someone who works as hard as her makes the same amount of money as cornhole players that can do their sport with a beer in their hand.
Yeah, I don't know how much cornhole players make, but you
$75,000 a year.
Damn.
Oh my goodness!
For professional, exactly the same amount.
I would say that intrigue on the cornhole might be across the country more than WNBA.
Oh, so sad. It's really true.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
What are you changing into, Cheryl?
I'm sorry? Oh, into, you don't want to know.
If I didn't want to know, I wouldn't ask.
Super, just comfy shorts. It's too hot out there.
Okay, yeah, no, it's hot as balls. I just like to know what, it's like the Mr. Rogers thing. You always got to see him take off his shoes, take off his sweater, put on a lace teddy. 727-579-1025.
Going back to the John Mellencamp thing, depending on the setting and what you think you're getting into, I'm normally not a huge fan of like extended talk breaks no matter what.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I didn't come, and sometimes I feel like if you set it up that way, come for a night of stories and a chat with John Mellencamp as he plays you the hits. Like if it's sold that way, that's one thing. But I've been to, quite a few concerts where play the songs. Like as far as just stopping down, you only have so much time.
Right.
If you really appreciate someone's catalog of music, you only have so much time to play music. And if you're going to take 2 minutes in between every song and that ends up being 25, 30 minutes of the show as you talking, I'm not for the most part really interested.
No. And there are bands who do it right. Like Green Day, the last time they came here, when they played the Innings Festival at the Ray J parking lot, they got a couple of digs in on DeSantis and the Don't Say Gay thing, but they did it like in the intro of a song. They didn't stop down and do some long thing. You plant your flag. Here's where I stand politically. Here's our next song. But I'm like you. I would prefer that music unify all of us and makes us forget how different we are politically music that makes us forget that we have different political beliefs and makes us believe in the unity of music. Drew Gabba live with John Senning. Who are you?
This is PBE. How you doing, brother?
What's up, Pabe?
I'm pretty sure you can imagine where I stand on this. It's got no room in a concert for somebody to speak politics, especially somebody like John Mellencamp, who's never been political in his music.
That is true.
Green Day, you would almost expect it from because they've done political music.
Yeah.
But art is supposed to transcend the artist.
True.
And you like you say, John Mellencamp is supposed to be a good old boy.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous for him to be that much of a dick.
And that's the thing. Even if you want to give him a pass on talking about whatever he was talking about, read the room and realize everybody might not be into it, and you can find a way to pivot and not just be a complete asshole.
Yeah, I'm a big – a big punk rock fan, but you can imagine punk rockers generally don't feel like I do, don't think like I do. But I can still go to a punk rock show and enjoy punk rock and enjoy the music for what it is and not worry about what the artist thinks about me.
That is true.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, and the music usually is so good that you can kind of ignore, the anti sentiments that might hit home with you, if the music's good enough. But I don't think you're going to see too many artists out there go like, get out of here if you don't feel this way. And, one guy piped up, so now I'm going to take my guitar and go home. That sucks, man. Yeah,
it's a pure dick move. And it's like I say, people, especially now, he's a has-been. He should be happy he's still in a room at all.
That is true. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you, man.
And he did this interview with the Washington Post where he pretty much said, you know, I expect etiquette. Like, this is, he explains it as, I'm playing theaters. I want the same respect that you would show a Broadway show as when you come to see me. So, I mean, you can want that all day. And I don't know how many issues he has, but I think when people go to a rock and roll show, they're not carrying themselves the same way they would if they were seeing some sort of production.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay, you get up there and you go on an extended rant. I think you almost have to expect that there are going to be people there who are there for the music and want you to shut up and play music. You don't have to like it, but if someone yells that, you don't take your guitar and go, sorry, you don't get to your pink houses.
Well, there's something to be said for just being so shakable. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you want to look at your rock stars as larger than life and not somebody who's going to be totally shook by some jabroni's comment from the back of the room. I mean, he legit told his security, whoever, to go find that guy so he could meet him backstage. So he wants to, he's so pissed, he wants to physically fight a human being in the crowd. And I just think that does nothing but make him look not so great.
Yeah, that's not the same John Cougar who sang When I Fight Authority, Authority Always Wins. Great song, the Authority song.
That was also another, you couldn't hear it very well. The second time he gets pissed, somebody yelled, play the Authority song.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
But he has so many forgotten songs. That one, as well as Paper and Fire. Remember Paper and Fire? Mm-hmm. That's a jam. Mm-hmm. You don't, do you? Mm-hmm. Drew Grab Alive with John Senning. Who are you?
It's Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, so I want to make a comment on both of the topics, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
The first one with John Cougar Mellencamp, I definitely think it's not okay. I mean, really, in general, I'm not sure where the, you know, growing up, we didn't talk about religion or politics.
Sure.
So, in general, I don't know how that became such a huge thing. I mean, even the singer for Paramore said, anybody that's a Trump supporter, don't come to my shows.
Oh.
Like, it's just such a weird thing for artists to do. Because as you say, I mean, their music should transcend politics. But, yeah. And as far as the Caitlin Clark thing, you know, I would say, obviously, that salary is pretty low, but I think the attention that she's getting, you know, the WNBA, because I'm sure salaries are obviously based off TV viewership and tickets sold. So, you know, maybe in the next, her next contract might be bigger after those ratings go up, because right now their ratings are pretty bad compared to the NBA, for sure.
Thank you.
We were talking during the break and kind of going off what that guy said. I don't think that there's any woman on earth that's going to be able to single-handedly change the WNBA. No. And I think that, and this is sad for some, but her debut will be big and they will sell some more tickets.
Sure.
And then she'll go away.
Yep.
And nobody will be talking about her anymore.
Yeah.
It's like there was no other option, really. I mean, could she have... Maybe it makes more sense to go to a place like the Big Three, where you can be almost the singular attraction and help build an entire brand rather than trying to rescue one that's already so flailing. But, you know, it will all go away. And it brings me no joy to say that, because, you know, she seems like a nice lady and everything. But I don't think that she's enough to make people care about the WNBA.
Unfortunately, she's not. And what a role model she is for young ladies in athletics who get to go, wow, I could follow my dreams and be like her. And then make as much money as a Publix general manager in 1 year.
I mean, it would be crazy to see a real list of the different jobs that are making more than her on her first year. And again, that's not really realistic, because she probably is going to make millions and millions of dollars with endorsements. But
right.
To just think that the league itself can only be like,
you're worth $79,000.
76.
Whatever. Drew Grab Alive with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, this is Tom.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in about this whole John Cougar Mellencamp crap.
Yeah, what do you think? Okay or not okay for an artist to opine politically whilst on stage?
Yeah, I'm saying not okay, man. It's when you go to a concert, you're there for the music. I don't care your beliefs, right wing, left wing, doesn't matter. You go to a Kid Rock concert, of course, you're going to hear Let's Go Brandon chants and practically like a Trump rally, like you said. But for an artist to throw a baby little tantrum up there on stage and then pout away and take his toys and go home, like, come on, you pay a lot of money for these tickets.
Would there be something to be said for John Cougar, like, changing some of the lyrics to his songs and just bashing Trump and, like, promoting Biden but still doing the songs?
Maybe. I feel like he would probably... you'd get away with it more.
Yeah.
And it is almost like you've got, if that's what you want to do, you've got to go to the extreme. Because, I mean, I don't think there are anybody, you know, there's not many people going to a Kid Rock show these days that aren't fully aware of his political stance and probably side with him politically. So it's sad that you have to make your whole identity that. And I hate that for Kid Rock as somebody who listened to him when that wasn't his identity. But you're not going to get any surprises. So maybe it needs to be all or nothing, I think, is what we're kind of getting at.
Yeah. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Drew Grauble live with John Senning. Who are you?
Jason.
Hey, Jason, what do you think? Okay or not okay for artists yet political on stage?
I think, like you said, it's going to come with the territory, whoever you're going to see. But he does sound like he has narcissistic behavior, talking about he's going to play 10 less songs.
That is the bad.
Like something about the ransom, the threat of it is the worst part. Like, oh, I'm going to take, I can leave right now, and I'm going to take 10 songs out of the set list right now. Like it just comes off so bitchy.
Agreed.
But he's also old. He says this in this article. He says, is he 75? Is that possible? I'm 72. I'm 72 and I'm doing a teenager's job.
He is. Hang tight. When we come back, I will reveal to you why it's such a significant day for Dookie. But I will tell you that Achieva Credit Union is an awesome place to do your credit unioning. I don't call it banking because why go with the bank? When you go with the bank, you're not going to get the intimate, personal customer service that you get at a credit union, and specifically Achieva Credit Union. Achieva is awesome. Their decisions are made locally. So when you apply for a mortgage, an auto loan, etc., frequently you'll get an answer a lot quicker than you would.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.